hot. And so we're always there. And they always there for us, too, because without WGXC, I don't know how we'll have gone through the years of the pandemic, of journey, cancer journey, and all those things. You see how the community, he responded in every way, in many ways. And so that's what it is, WGXC.
Okay.
This is Malcolm Ross of Orange Juice, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
Tune in all sorts of creative community voices on the radio at WGXC on Monday, September 26th, including at 9 a.m. on the WGXC Morning Show. Rob Gellis speaks with Georgette Turner about the famous painters who lived in Columbia County during the 19th century. And hop on the Afrosonic Taxi at 10 a.m. Tracks from Salif Keita, Essence Kazooie, and Angelique Kidjo, among others. At 11 a.m., Brendan Donegan is playing favorites with the Talking Heads live from the WGXC Hudson Studio in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church on Warren Street. And it's time for the Deep Three show after the local news at noon with music from Abby Lee T, Christine Webster, and Aphex Twin. There's new music from around the world at 2 p.m. on the Vital Weekly show, including tracks from Tomotsuga Nakamura, Bertonin, and Tetsue Akiyama. Tracking the Odds at 3 p.m. features the work of jazz drummer Susie Abera. At 4 p.m., the WGXC afternoon show is live from Western Massachusetts with host Kieran Riley. At 6 p.m., the All Together Now show features an interview with Reef Larson about... He's the founder of the Future of Small Cities Institute, and they've got a program Tuesday talking about the Hudson waterfront in Hudson and Beacon and Kingston. At 7 p.m., it's time for the Law and Disorder show, and then at 8 p.m., Rob Van Erve hosts Everything All the Time on 90.7 FM, WGXC.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-eyes into here's-how-you-cans. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Round Top Productions in Round Top, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
On Saturday, October 22nd, come out to Wave Farm and view the installations as part of WGXC's Fall Pledge Drive. Noon to 6 p.m. on Saturday, October 22nd, Wave Farm will welcome drop-in visitors for tours of the campus, including WGXC Acre Studio and the many installations on the property that employ radio in some way. Also, community members and local nonprofit organizations can come by to record public service announcements to air on 90.7 FM, and members of the public can record a station ID for WGXC. Again, that's Wave Farm is open for visits on Saturday, October 22nd during the WGXC Fall Pledge Drive from noon to 6 p.m. Go to wgxc.org for more information, and we'll see you on Saturday, October 22nd at Wave Farm. That was Matthew Shipp, the pianist, with Dee's Choice from his new bop album.
This is your robot reporter from the radio show Turn On the News, heard every Thursday at 3 p.m. at WGXC 90.7 FM. The station is holding a pledge drive October 17th to October 31st to celebrate 10 years of community radio, and, more importantly, to make sure there are another 10 years. The station is filled with real, actual people, your neighbors, making radio just for you, crafting it with salty songs, crackling dialogue, fascinating interviews, and a clearer take of the local news than you will get anywhere else. Please become a sustaining supporter today, donating as little as 17 cents a day, or $5 a month, to make sure all these terrific, committed community voices continue to fill your listening day with joy and hope. Go to wavefarm.org/donate and do your part today to keep this valuable local resource on the air. Tune in to Quintron's Weather Warlock, a custom-built weather-controlled analog synthesizer that turns the changes in the weather into sounds. New Orleans-based artist Quintron installed one of his series of custom-built weather-controlled analog synthesizers in the Wavefarm Study Center, with sensors outside detecting the differences and changes in the weather. Here, the precipitation, the sunlight, the wind, and the temperature turned into soundscapes anytime, 24 hours a day, at wavefarm.org/listen, or click on the listen button at any WGXC.org page. One of the many web streams available to listen anytime, Quintron's Weather Warlock, available through Wavefarm.
Next, this is All the King's Horses from Hudson Valley's Jasmine Dream Wagner's 2020 release, Switchblade Moon. It's an EP partially recorded in Chatham and includes Hudson's writer Cooley on saw.
All the king's horses and all the king's men. In air, and the long hair, Lord.
Take your Wellingtons off, children, and Mammy will tell you a pleasant story.
Good evening, I'm Kevin Factor, and you're listening to Foraging Ahead. Tonight on Foraging Ahead, music I got from my mother. Now, my mother didn't really play music or sing or listen to music, as far as I could tell. But there were albums, LPs, vinyl for you young people, stacked up in the living room in a turntable, and all of this amazing music for me to discover physically. And there were a few albums from that collection that my aunt left when she was staying with us, and from various boyfriends that my mom had. Really good music, and music that I still listen to today. Now, my mom passed away on August 29th after a long illness of Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, and I thought I was going to just pay tribute to her tonight, even though, like I said, I never heard her play music or listen to music. Often it's the gifts you don't know that you are giving that last the longest and make the deepest impression. She was a complicated woman, an interesting woman, a full human being. She took care of her family, and she grew up in Minnesota. She was born in 1943 in Winona and went on later to get a master's degree in her 30s, moved to New York, and always was not quite comfortable in New York, and also then not quite comfortable back in the Midwest. But this is the music that she left me, and I am going to play it for you in honor of my mom. First up, Bob Dylan, Highway 61 Revisited. Now, for people living in Minnesota at that time, Highway 61 was it. It's sort of like, 9G, or if you live in Germantown, or 9 if you're in Red Hook. And it's, you wanted to go anywhere, you had to go on a Highway 61. So for Midwesterners, especially Minnesotans, because that's where Dylan's from, this song was always kind of an inside joke. So I'm going to start off with little Bob Dylan, Highway 61 Revisited. This is for you, Mom.
Oh, God said to Abraham, kill me a son. Abe said, man, you must be putting me on. God said, no. Abe said, what? God said, you can do what you want, Abe, but next time you see me coming, you better run. Well, Abe said, well, you want this killing done? God said, hold on, Highway 61. Well, Georgia Sam, he had a bloody nose. Welfare department, they wouldn't give him no clothes. He asked poor Howard, where can I go? Howard said, there's only one place I know. Sam said, tell me quick, man, I got to run. Oh, Howard just pointed with his gun and said, that way down Highway 61. Well, Mac the Finger said to Louis the King, I got 40 red, white, blue shoestrings and 1,000 telephones that don't ring. Do you know where I can get rid of these things? And Louis the King said, let me think for a minute, son. Then he said, yes, I think it can be easily done.
12th night. Told her first father that things weren't right. My complexion, she says, is much too white. He said, come here and step into the light. He says, you're right. Let me tell the second mother this has been done. But the second mother was with the seventh son, and they were both out on Highway 61. Now the roving gambler, he was very bored, trying to create a next world war. He found a promoter who nearly fell off the floor. He said, I never engaged in this kind of thing before, but yes, I think it can be very easily done. We'll just put some bleachers out in the sun and have it on Highway 61.
That was Bob Dylan and Highway 61 Revisited. Next up, an entire album that I don't know how it got into my mom's collection and then wound up in my collection for the last 40-some-odd years. Tom Waits, The Heart of Saturday Night. And this album got me through some very tough times. There's something about inhabiting Tom Waits' world, and especially in this album, the world he created and the way he built this album. Just a salve on your wound. And my mom had some wounds. When she was 16, her mom passed away, and she had to raise her two younger siblings. And she took care of them. She was their rock. And 8 short years later, at the relatively young age of 24, she started a family of her own with some radical Jewish intellectual from Brooklyn. And that was an interesting and short-lived marriage. But I'm here, my sister's here, and my mom sort of made it through the whole thing, and she was always solid. She always had your back. And this is a hard time now, so hard times call for Tom Waits.
Transfusion, let's shoot it for the wine. grass was growing in your line. You until I was caught up in a bind.
Lift the sand shift. Windshield and these tears from heaven. Well, I'm pulling into town on the interstate. I got a steel train in the rain, and the wind bites my cheek through the wing. And it's these late nights and this freeway flying always makes me sing. There's a duster trying to change my tune. He's pulling up fast on the right, rolling restlessly by a 24-hour moon. And a Wisconsin hiker with a cue ball head. He's wishing he's home in a Wisconsin bed, but there's 15 feet of snow in the east, colder than a well digger's ass, and it's colder than a well digger's ass. Oceanside, it ends the ride with San Clemente coming up. And Sunday desperados slip by and cruise with a dryback. And the orange driving, the neon billing, and the theaters filling to the brim. With slave girls in a hot spur and bucket full of sin. The metropolitan area with interchanging connections. Fly-by-nights from Riverside and out-of-state plates running a little late. But the sailors jockey for the fast lane, so 101 don't miss it. There's rolling hills and concrete fields and the broken lines on your mind. Eights go east and the fives go north, and the merging nexus back and forth. You see your sign cross the line, signaling with a blink, and the radio's gone off the air, gives you time to think. And you hear the rumble as you fumble for a cigarette, and blazing through this midnight jungle, remember someone that you met one more block. The engine talks, whispers home at last.
whispers home at last, whispers home at last, whispers home at last, whispers home at last. Mm-hmm. And the diamonds on my windshield and these tears from heaven. Well, I'm pulling into town on the interstate. I got me a steel train in the rain, and the wind bites my cheek to the wing. Late nights, freeway flying, always makes me sing. It always makes me sing.
First side of Tom Waits' The Heart of Saturday Night, his 1974 album. In order, you just heard first New Coat of Paint, the beautiful San Diego Serenade, semi-sweet, Shiver Me Timbers, Diamonds on My Windshield, and Looking for the Heart of Saturday Night. Today's show is dedicated to and in memoriam for my mom, who passed away last month. It's funny, I was heading up to the studio the evening before she passed away, or the evening she did pass away, and the combination to open up the lockbox wasn't working. The lockbox was jammed. I couldn't get the key to get in the studio, and I had a show ready to go, labor songs and yada, yada, yada. And I called Lynn, and she asked, you know, to try this and that, and nothing worked, and I couldn't get in, and I didn't have enough time to get to the studio, or a different studio, and so I didn't have a show, and I was like, well, I guess, you know, Mom wants me there. Truly is what I thought, and I'm usually not the kind of guy who thinks along those lines. So I went back to her place, and she was at home, and she dementia and Parkinson's, and she'd been bedridden for about 2 weeks, and I just took out my banjo and played her every song I knew and some I didn't, and it was a very sweet ending for her. She was at home, and so, you know, you're looking at pictures as you're going through boxes of stuff, and there's not emotional attachment to photos that there is in sound. And this is music that my mom gave me in her way that I've carried with me all my life. So next up, we're going to listen to the second half of Tom Waits' The Heart of Saturday Night, and then a little piece of Richie Havens, which was another interesting find in my mom's album collection. Now, Tom Waits.
Friday left me fumbling with the blue, and it's hard to win when you always lose, because the night spot spend your spirit beat your head against the wall. Two dead ends and you still got to choose. You know the bartenders, they all know my name, and they catch me when I'm pulling up lane. And I'm a pool shooting shimmy shots to shaking my head, when I should be living clean instead. You know the ladies I've been seeing off and on. Well, it's been your love and then they're gone. You came to loving someone who is savage and cruel. Yeah. Take your love and then they leave on out of town. No, they do. Mm-hmm.
star, left a trail behind. You spit as you slammed out the door. If this is love, we're crazy. We fight like cats and dogs. I just know there's got to be more. So please call me, baby. Blue as a day, boy.
can't claim title to a single memory. It offered me a key, this opportunity don't knock. Has no tongue and she cannot talk. You're gonna shuffle when you walk at the devil.
Change my tune. I thought I heard a saxophone.